My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Knowledge as a matter of preservation or destruction. When Jehovah gave laws to Israel, Moses said, Jehovah commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Jehovah our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as at this day. And it shall be righteousness unto us if we observe to do all this commandment before Jehovah our God, as he has commanded us. Deuteronomy 6:24-25. The scriptures are explicit about the necessity of the obtaining of knowledge. When Jesus refuted the Sadducees regarding their error concerning the resurrection, he said, Is it not for this cause that ye err, that ye know not the scriptures nor the power of God? Mark 12:24. All error can be traced back to either a lack of knowledge or willing disobedience, as was stated concerning many of the rulers, saying, Nevertheless, even of the rulers, many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the glory that is of men more than the glory that is of God. John 12:42-43. When the Apostle Paul taught the Ephesians, he said, Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:15. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, he identified that the actions of the Romans were based upon knowledge when he said, Know ye not. Know ye not what? Know ye not that to whom ye present yourselves as servants unto obedience, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God that, whereas ye were servants of sin, ye became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered. And being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. Romans 6:16-18. This form of teaching establishes a pattern. The Hebrew writer affirmed the same, saying, Having been made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5:9. To obey requires that something was taught, something was heard, and that which was heard was obeyed. That which was obeyed was the form of teaching, of which the Apostle Paul referred of when Paul instructed Timothy, saying, Hold the pattern of sound words which thou hast heard from me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:13. Without the aforementioned knowledge, mankind cannot obey God and be free from sin. It's not just any knowledge, but the knowledge which comes from above. And if God did not say it, then any doctrine believed is giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, which will make the adherer a servant of sin unto death. Let not the phrase, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, be said of you. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord, saying, If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments. John 14:15.